Watch, exclusive, Oli London calls Dylan Mulvaney a grifter. Charges corporations with implementing transconversion therapy. By Dylan Gwynn on July 10, 2023. Author and social media influencer Oli London says trans activist Dylan Mulvaney is a shameless grifter profiting from woke corporations who are forcing radical gender ideology down their customers' throats. But, as in the case of Bud Light, this time, they've gone too far. London, who underwent 32 surgeries to transition from a white male to a Korean female before detransitioning, tells Breitbart News in an exclusive interview that doctors attempt to sell gender reassignment surgery to emotionally traumatized and confused youth who are struggling with their identity as a way of healing their psychological wounds, but that never works. As someone more than familiar with the transition process and the financial favors corporations lavish upon the transgender community, London sees the corporate embrace of the trans movement as a conversion therapy in reverse. Instead of attempting to sway people away from the LGBT lifestyle, like conversion therapies of the past, London sees modern conversion therapy as a means of pulling people into the sphere of trans influence. The practice of modern conversion therapy seems to have been an abject failure in the case of Bud Light. The once popular American beer brand sought to shed its self-described frat boy image in 2023 by embracing trans activist Dylan Mulvaney's 365 Days of Girlhood by putting his picture on their cans and bottles. The backlash to the move was widespread and immediate as Bud Light beer sales plummeted, and the marketing executives who chose to embrace Mulvaney were reassigned and eventually dismissed. Months later, Bud Light no longer even ranks among America's top 10 most liked beer brands and has seen sales drop over 28%. The collapse of Bud Light stands apart from the experiences of most boycotts which, for the most part, fizzle out with the coming of the next news cycle. London, however, sees Bud Light's demise as a sign of things to come and a giant warning for corporations trying to market trans ideology to consumers who aren't interested in that. Bud Light isn't the only major brand to embrace Mulvaney in his days of girlhood. Nike also chose to partner with a trans influencer to model their sportswear. In all, Mulvaney has amassed a wealth reported to be $1.5 million since launching his transition process on TikTok during the pandemic. Though, London sees the man who has become the public face of the transgender movement not as an authentically trans person or even being trans in any real sense. Instead, London sees Mulvaney as an opportunist cashing in on the trans craze. To fight against this grift, London has authored the book Gender Madness, a book that seeks to expose how social media is used to expose kids to gender ideology and what can be done to stop it. The book is available for pre-order now and will be available everywhere books are sold in August. In addition, London maintains a robust social media presence where he regularly exposes the radical gender ideology movement.